According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, which does this report every year and it's highly regarded, the average healthcare premiums have gone up this year twice as much as our wages. If you have a family plan through your employer, it's gone up 4% on average. The cost of single coverage went up 5%. Meanwhile, our wages have only gone up 2%. So, yes, the cost of our healthcare premiums is going up at a rate that's much faster than our paychecks. That might not necessarily be a surprise, but it's not good to hear. When I mentioned there's some good news here, if you can call it that, it's the fact that these increases in healthcare costs, the premiums going up 4 and 5%, are not as bad as they've been in the past. You look back over the last decade, and we were getting used to increases year to year of 10% when it came to our premiums. So, there's that. At least they're going up a little less quickly than before.
Is some of this just the adjustment period as people sort of settle into the new health care law?
Yeah, it's hard to say what Obamacare has to do with all this. Certainly, the Kaiser Foundation made a point of saying critics, so far anyway, haven't been right when they said the Affordable Care Act would make these premiums spike. We're not seeing that. But at the same time, it's too soon for people who support the law to say, see, it's keeping these premiums in check. And there's also something else to keep in mind. We might see a slower growth as far as our health care premiums are going for insurance, but that doesn't mean that we're paying less overall, because we're seeing a lot of copays and deductibles go up. So when you're doing a point of service thing, when you're going to see the doctor, there are some out-of-pocket costs that weren't there before. So it's still not a fantastic picture, but we need to wait as more of the elements of the Affordable Care Act come online to see really what impact it's going to have.